ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਲ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ, ਯੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ, ਯੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕਥਾ, ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਕਥਾ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼। But now, today, at this time, like every week, every Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m., 1 hour, we do Katha in English. And this week, we celebrated the Gurpurv. We celebrated Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Gurpurv. We celebrated the coming of the 10th Master, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, to this world. Today also, we celebrated Guru Gobind Singh Ji's coming. And I also, where many people talked on these stages about Guru Gobind Singh Ji, I also wanted to speak about Guru Gobind Singh Ji today. I also somehow wanted to praise my Guru, my father. But when I sat down and I started to think, what should I talk about? When I started to think that what should I say, I was confused. I was lost. I didn't know what I should talk about, what I should say about Guru Gobind Singh. Mainu kuch samajh na aave. Kuch na pata lage ki main Guru Gobind Singh ji di katha kitho arambh karaan. ਕਿਸ ਪੱਖ ਤੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਆਰੰਭ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕਿਸ ਕੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਤੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਆਰੰਭ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ। ਐਸਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਸ਼ਹਿਨਸ਼ਾਹ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਆਰੰਭ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇ। ਐਸਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਪੀਰਾਂ ਕਾ ਪੀਰ, ਫਕੀਰਾਂ ਕੇ ਫਕੀਰ, ਐਸੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਜਿਆਂ ਕੇ ਰਾਜੇ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜਿਆਂ ਕੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜੇ। Where should I start talking about this Guru, who is the saint of all saints, the king of all kings? I didn't know. Ikko hi gal samajh aayi, Gur ki mehma gam hai, kya kathe kathan haal. The Guru's greatness is too great. What can anybody come on the stage and say about the Guru? The Guru is too great. Nobody can explain what the Guru is. ਗੁਰ ਜੇਵੜ ਦਾਤਾ ਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਆਤਮ ਦਾਨ। ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਐਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਦ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਸੋਲ, ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਗਾਡ ਫੋਰ ਆਰ ਸੋਲ। ਆਈ ਓਨਲੀ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ, ਵਟ ਐਸੇ ਗੁਰ ਕੋ ਬਲ ਬਲ ਜਾਈਏ ਆਪ ਮੁਕਤ ਮੋਹੇ ਤਾਰੇ। ਦੈਨ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੂ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ has achieved freedom, who himself is free from the bonds of this world, that Guru who himself is one with God. And he's blessed me. He's taken a nothing like me. He's taken me who had nothing, who was nothing but a sack of dirt, because that's what Bani says, Kabir Mati ke hum putre. That our body is nothing but a sack of dirt. And that Guru came, this sack of dirt, which had nothing. This sack of dirt, which nobody cared about. This sack of dirt, that nobody respected. This sack of dirt, which had no honor. Guru Gobind Singh Ji came into my life, and he blessed me. He put the holy amrit in this sack of dirt. He put the holy amrit inside of me. He gave me the nectar of amrit. And this dirt went from having nothing to having everything. Aisi kirpa kiti, is mitti di tehri te, ke amrit di daat bakshi, panj chulle pulaye, panj shitte mare akhaan, panj kesaan, ਇਸ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। That is Guru Gobind Singh Ji. This sack of dirt went from having no respect to having respect wherever I go. This sack of dirt went from having nothing to having everything. This sack of dirt went from having no honor at all to having the honor of being called the son of Guru Gobind Singh. To have the honor of having a father as great as Guru Gobind Singh Ji. That is the Guru Gobind Singh Ji I wish to speak about. But I did not know where I should speak about my Guru. Where should I start talking about Guru Gobind Singh Ji? But it's amazing. Many people in this world, they don't realize what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Who Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. They don't realize this. Sometimes I meet people. I tell them, why don't you keep your hair? I tell them, why don't you take Amrit? And they say, we follow Guru Nanak Sikhi. We're Guru Nanak Sikhs. We follow Guru Nanak's philosophy, not Guru Gobind Singh Ji's philosophy. Meaning, they've made Guru Nanak and Guru Gobind Singh Ji into two separate people. Two separate teachings. Meaning Guru Nanak and Guru Gobind Singh Ji were two separate things. But they were not, they were one. These people, they see Guru Gobind Singh Ji as just a warrior. Just a person who brung swords and fought battles and that is it. Even Gandhi, those who call him Mahatma Gandhi, even him, who many people in this world respected, many people in this world, they think of Gandhi as a very spiritual man. Even Gandhi came in the city of Calcutta in India. Gandhi came on the stage and Gandhi said something. He said that this country of India has gone through many, many changes. Many battles have been fought here in India. Many leaders have come here in India. And one of those leaders he mentioned was the leader of the Sikh religion, Guru Gobind Singh. And he did not know what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. What did Gandhi say? Gandhi said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji came here and did nothing but start wars and battles for no reason. That is what Gandhi said. He insulted the Sikh religion. And at that moment, Professor Ganda Singh, who was sitting there, he came up to Gandhi and he confronted him and told him he was wrong, and Gandhi came back on stage and apologized. But the point here is that even Gandhi did not know who Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. And not just Gandhi, many people who are born as Sikhs, born in the Sikh religion, they don't even know who Guru Gobind Singh Ji is, what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, what Guru Gobind Singh Ji stood up for. They don't know. And that is what I wish to speak about today. I wish to explain what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did for this world. But I don't wish to tell what I think. I don't want to speak and say what I think about Guru Gobind Singh Ji, because that's too easy. People sitting here, they might point fingers at me and say, oh, he's the Guru's Sikh, obviously he's going to praise his Guru. Because it's easy for a son to praise his own father. That's easy. It's easy for me as a Guru Sikh to sit here and say that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the greatest. That'd be too easy. Just like it's easy for a Christian to say Jesus is the greatest. Just like it's easy for a Muslim to come on the stage and say that Hazrat Muhammad, the leader of the Muslims, is the greatest. And it's very easy for a Hindu to come up and say that Ram or Krishna were the greatest. That's easy. But what is hard is for a devout Christian to say that there is somebody greater than Jesus. It's hard for a devout Muslim to say that there is somebody greater than Muhammad. It is very hard for a Hindu to say that there is somebody greater than Ram or Krishna. But that is exactly what happened when people of other faiths read the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They could only say one thing: that was amazing. They were amazed. People of other religions, and that is what I wish to do today. I wish to share today what people of other religions said when they read the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. That is what I wish to share today. Because many people in this world, they like to watch movies which are sad movies. Many people like to watch dramas, plays, nautics, which are sad. Many people like to read sad stories. They like to read sad novels. But if you really wish to read a sad novel, read the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And I guarantee tears will come down your eyes. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, whose great-grandfather was Guru Arjan Sahib, the first martyr of the Sikh religion. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, whose father sacrificed his life and became a martyr to save the Hindu religion. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, whose mother was also a martyr, died, gave her life while being in prison. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who all four of his sons, as we've been listening for the last month, all four of his sons were martyrs. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who went from having a whole family to nothing. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who had a palace and lost that palace too. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who did not even have sandals to wear on his feet. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, whose clothes were all torn apart and ripped. Read the story of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life. And after all this happened, to say one thing, to praise God and to thank God for giving him the power to accept God's will. That is the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And whoever has read the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, no matter what religion they're from, tears came down their eyes. One time, Principal Satbir Singh, who was a well-respected scholar of the Sikh religion at his time, he was giving a lecture on the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Principal Satbir Singh Ji was giving a lecture on Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life at Punjab University in Chandigarh. He was at the front giving the lecture on the Guru's life, and in the lecture hall there is one person from the Hindu religion, one Hindu by the name of Dr. Radhakrishnan. And Dr. Radhakrishnan was taking notes on his notepad. He was writing down notes from Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life. And as he wrote down the notes from Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life, Dr. Radhakrishnan, this Hindu, tears started to come down his eyes. He started to cry. Those tears flowed down his cheeks and started one by one to drip onto that notepad. One by one, the tears came down and dripped on that notepad. The tears got so much. This Hindu, after reading the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, so much tears came that that piece of paper was so soggy, so drenched, he could not write on that paper no more. The paper started to rip while he wrote on the paper. those who read the life of Guru Gobind Singh, those who understood what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Bhai Nandlal Ji, a Hindu also, who stayed with Guru Gobind Singh Ji. What did Bhai Nandlal Ji write? Bhai Nandlal Ji wrote, Nasro Mansoor Guru Gobind Singh is the Manzoor Guru Gobind Singh. Hakra Ganzoor Guru Gobind Singh Zumla Faje Noor Guru Gobind Singh Hak Hak Aga Guru Gobind Singh Shahe Shan Shah Guru Gobind Singh. He wrote that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is that person who has come to this world, who is ready to help those in need of help. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is that person who has God on his side at all times. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is that person who has the powers of God in him, who is one with God, and Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the king of all kings. Bardo Alam Shah Guru Gobind Singh Kasm Raja Ka Guru Gobind Singh Faizal Anwar Guru Gobind Singh Kashfal Asrar Guru Gobind Singh Almul Astar Guru Gobind Singh Abar Rahmat Bar Guru Gobind Singh Mukbalo Makbool Guru Gobind Singh Vasalo Musool Guru Gobind Singh. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who is Guru Gobind Singh Ji? Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the king of both worlds. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is a great warrior who fought for the freedom of the low class. Guru Gobind Singh Ji was like a shining star who came to show us the path to God. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is that person who is forever ready to give us love. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji is that person who forgave us for our sins. That is Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Those who knew what Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Yes, he was a great warrior. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji was also a saint. Such a saint who was one with Guru Nanak. If we read Gurbani, in Gurbani it says that from Guru Nanak to Guru Arjan Sahib, they were all the same. The same, different bodies, but the same soul. And Guru Arjan Sahib gave that soul, gave that spiritual enlightenment to Guru Har Gobind Sahib, who was the sixth Guru. And then at that moment, Bhai Gurdas Ji writes in his Vars, that the Gursikhs, they questioned Guru Har Gobind Sahib. They put a question to Guru Har Gobind Sahib. What did they say? Bhai Gurdas Ji writes, Pushan Sikh Ardas Kar Chah Mela Tak Dars Nihari. That the Gursikhs, just like we're all sitting here today, and the Guru is sitting in front of us, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji was sitting, and the Gursikhs were sitting by them. And the Gursikhs asked Guru Har Gobind Sahib, that Guruji, until now six Gurus have come, how many more are going to come? So they asked that question. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib, they gave an answer. Agam Agochar Sat Guru Bole Mukte Suno Sansari. They said, they opened their mouth and they said, people, listen, I will tell you. Kaljug Pidi Sodiyan Nechal Neen Unsaar Khulari. They go, in this dark age of Kaljug, Guru Nanak came and he started the base. And now the base has been made, the foundation is made, but now the house has to be built on top of the foundation. So more Gurus will be coming. How many more? They tell us in the next line. Jog Jog Satgur Tare Avatari. The word Jog. What does the word Jog mean in this line? The word Jog means two. Because in other lines, in other shabds, there's examples. In another shabd, an example comes, Jugal Hath Jod. Hath means hand, Jod means to put together, Jugal means two. Take your two hands and put them together. So jog jog, 2 plus 2, 4. Guru Har Gobind Sahib said that there will be 4 more gurus in the human body. So those people who say Guru Nanak and Guru Gobind Singh Ji were not the same, their answer is right there. There was another Hindu who many may have heard of, a Hindu poet by the name of Shiv Bardalvi. He was a Hindu poet who wrote about many, many topics, such great poetry, such great songs. He was respected in this world. People thought of him as one of the greatest poets of all time. And one of his friends, who happened to be a Gursikh, he came up to him. He said, "You've written poems on many, many topics. I was wondering if you could write a poem about Guru Gobind Singh Ji." So he said, "Sure. Give me some books on Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life because I don't know too much about his life. Give me books on Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life. Give me 2 weeks to read those books and then I will write a poem." 2 weeks went by. 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks went by, no poem. That person came and said, "Have you written anything yet?" He said, "No." Another few weeks went by and Shiv Bardalvi, he gave up. He put his hands in the air and he said, "Guru Gobind Singh, I can't write anything about you, you're too great. I thought that I could write poems about anything. I thought that I could write poems about any topic, but after reading your life, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, this Hindu is saying, I don't know what to write today." And finally he did write a poem. But the whole poem he wrote about how he couldn't think about anything to write. The first line of this poem, many may have heard it before. "Main kis hanju ka diva baal ke teri aarti lava." The Guru Gobind Singh Ji, when I read your life, tears came to my eyes. And now somehow I wish to take these tears and I wish to turn them into candles so I can do your aarti, so I can do your worship, so I can praise you. I wish to change these tears into words to praise you, Guru Gobind Singh. "Main kis hanju ka diva baal ke teri aarti lava, mera har geet bujdil hai, main keda geet aj gaava." He said, "Guru Gobind Singh Ji, up till now I've written many poems. Even now about you I've tried to write poems about you, but it seems none of those poems are any good when I compare them to you. What poem or song should I write? I don't know." And then they continue on. They continue on in this poem. What does he write next? "Mera koi geet nahi aisa jo tere mej a jaave. Sare bazaar vich jaake jo apna sir kata aave. Jo apne sohal shinde bol niha vich chuna aave. Je lut jaave ta pher vi yaar de sathre jaave." That Guru Gobind Singh Ji. He says, "Guru Gobind Singh Ji, I don't have any words, songs or poems which come anywhere close to your greatness." And then he explains why to send that Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who sent his own father to Delhi in a crowded area to give his life, to give his head. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who had his own 2 young sons sacrificed, bricked alive. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, je lut jaave, to even be robbed and have everything taken away from you. To have your mother, your father, your sons, all of them, your palace, your clothes ripped, not even to have shoes to wear. That Guru Gobind Singh, and to still say thank you to God. To still be in love with God, that Guru Gobind Singh. This poem is very long. I just wanted to just say a couple of lines to give a gist of the poem. In the final line, he says, ਮੈਂ ਕਿੰਜ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਦੀ ਕਾਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੀਤ ਗੱਲ ਪਾਵਾਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਹਰ ਗੀਤ ਬੁਝਦਿਲ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਗੀਤ ਅੱਜ ਗਾਵਾਂ. He's saying, how can I say anything about that Guru Gobind Singh Ji who brought the sword to save the people of this world? I don't have the words to praise that Guru Gobind Singh. Another Hindu by the name of Lala Daulat Rai, when he read the life of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is no normal person. He is no ordinary person. The things Guru Gobind Singh Ji did, no ordinary man can do. Only God Himself can do what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did. To come here and lose everything and to still praise God, only God Himself can do that. Another Hindu, who many of you might have heard of, by the name of Rabindranath, he was very famous at one point. He was well known, and Rabindranath claimed to get spiritual enlightenment. He said that he got spiritual enlightenment. He said he got inner peace. So he went on a trip, and when he came back, the reporters surrounded him and they asked him a question. Rabindranath, you claim to have spiritual inner enlightenment. It probably took you many, many years to gain spiritual enlightenment. But if you had to say one main thing, if you had to say one main thing that helped you gain spiritual enlightenment, if you had to pinpoint it to one thing in your life, what would you say? And this Hindu, what did he say? He said, the one thing that helped me gain spiritual enlightenment is that I read the life of Guru Gobind Singh. He said, I read the life story of Guru Gobind Singh. And as I read the life story of Guru Gobind Singh, as I read slowly, slowly, I started to notice a change inside of me. Slowly, slowly, I started to gain spiritual enlightenment. And then he said, I reached such a level one day that I grabbed my razor blade, I grabbed my scissors, I grabbed my shaver, and I threw them away. Because I realized through Guru Gobind Singh how great this hair is, how much power there is. That is Rabindranath speaking, a Hindu. In the Christian religion, a few years back, 5 or 6 years ago, a Christian lady by the name of Arlise Bach, she was on TV and she was being interviewed, a Christian lady. And she was talking about how in this world, this world is getting more and more corrupt day by day. She was talking about how that everybody in this world, more and more sins are being committed day by day. How people are wasting their lives after liquor and drugs and narcotics and prostitution. And then the news reporter, she asked a question to her. She goes, is there any way that this world can be saved? Do you think that there is any way that this world can be saved? And that lady, this Christian lady, said, yes, I only know one way this world can be changed, can be saved. The news reporter asked, what is that one way? And this Christian lady, what did she say? Did she say that everybody follow Jesus? No. Did she say everybody come to Christianity? No. This Christian lady, on live television, she said, the only way that I can think of anybody in this world being saved is if all of us start following the teachings of Guru Gobind Singh. those who realized who Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. The news reporter was shocked. Christians all over America were shocked. The news lady asked that I expected you to say to follow Jesus' teachings, but you surprised me. Why are you saying to follow the teachings of Guru Gobind Singh? And she explained. She said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, like the other prophets, he brought the name of God. He brought us close to God, but he did something more. He brought the sword to fight against slavery. He brought the sword to fight against evil. Guru Gobind Singh Ji fought against evil, she said. She said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji told us to stand up against evil. She said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, so many years ago, she told us to stay away from liquor and alcohol and drugs. This is a Christian lady, and many more Christians. Max Arthur McAuliffe, who many probably know, James Brown, Sergeant James Brown, and many other Christians said the same things. And then when we look at the Muslim religion, the Muslims, Baba Sai Bulle Shah, many people have heard what Baba Sai Bulle Shah has said. Many kathawachaks, many tadis who come on this stage and other stages, they say what Baba Sai Bulle Shah said. What did Baba Sai Bulle Shah say? He should have been the most mad because Aurangzeb was a Muslim. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he fought against the Muslim empire. The Muslims should have been the most mad at Guru Gobind Singh. But Baba Sai Bulle Shah, a Muslim, a Sufi Fakir, said, Na kaho ab ki, na kaho tab ki, baat kara main jab ki, agar na hote Guru Gobind Singh, sunnat hoti sab ki. This Muslim said that if there was no Guru Gobind Singh in this world, if no Guru Gobind Singh Ji ever came to this world, every single person in this world would have been ruined. We would have all been slaves. Those who realized who Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Another Muslim who is also well known, many people speak of him too, Allah Yar Khan Yogi. Allah Yar Khan Yogi, a Muslim who studied many, many religions. He studied his own wisdom, his own religion of Islam. He studied the Hindu religion. He studied Christianity, Buddhism, and he also studied the Gursikh religion, Sikhism. And what did Allah Yar Khan Yogi say? Allah Yar Khan Yogi said something. Allah Yar Khan Yogi said, Insaaf kare ji mein, zamana ta yaki hai. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said that this world, insaf means justice. He said that this world hasn't done justice to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. That this world, for what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did for this world, for the sacrifices Guru Gobind Singh Ji made for this world hasn't given him enough respect. This Muslim is saying this. Insaaf kare ji mein, zamana ta yaki hai, keh de Gur Gobind kai, ko saani hi nahi hai. They're saying, a Muslim said this, that I look at Guru Gobind Singh Ji and nobody is equal to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Nobody is as good as Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Nobody is as great as Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And when other Muslims heard this, other people from the Muslim religion, they heard this, they were all mad. They were shocked. They came up to him and they said, Allah Yar Khan, what are you saying? You're saying that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is even better than Hazrat Muhammad? Do you know what you said? You're a Muslim. You're supposed to say that Muhammad is the greatest. That's what you're supposed to say. And then they said, Allah Yar Khan will give you a choice. Either say sorry, apologize for what you said, take back what you said and say you were wrong, or you risk being kicked out of the religion. And at that moment, Allah Yar Khan said one thing. He said, I'm sorry if this hurts you, but he said, I follow God. I follow the Quran. I follow the teachings of my Prophet. I follow God, and God has taught me to always speak the truth and never lie. And the truth is this, that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the greatest person to ever step in this world. If I say anything else, it would be a lie. If Muslims said this. And then he actually explained in his next line, ye pyar murido se ye shafakat bhi kahi hai. You're saying that this love that the Guru has shown for his followers, it's amazing. Ye pyar murido se ye shafakat bhi kahi hai, bhakti mein guru arsh hai, sansar zameen hai. He's saying that the Guru, when it comes to the Guru's meditation, when it comes to the Guru's bhakti, when it comes to the Guru's spirituality, he's like the sky, he's limitless. Like we look at the sky, you can't tell me where the sky begins and where the sky ends. That is how the Guru is. He's as high as the sky, and he's limitless like the sky. But even while being like that, bhakti mein guru arsh hai, sansar zameen hai. But living in this world, living in this sansar, the Guru is like the land. Because the land is low. The Guru living in this world, he lived low. He lived with humbleness. That is what the Guru is. And then he continues on, ye pyar murido se, ye shafakat bhi kahi hai, bhakti mein guru arsh hai, sansar zameen hai. Ulfat ke yeh jazbe nahi dekhe kadi humne. He's saying, this amazing story of the Guru, I've never seen. He goes, I've never seen anybody do what Guru Gobind Singh Ji has done in this world. Ulfat ke yeh jazbe nahi dekhe kadi humne. Haan dekhna ek baat, sune bhi nahi humne. He's saying, it's one thing to see it. It's one thing to see somebody do what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did. He goes, I've never even heard of anybody doing what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did. I've never even heard of anybody having so much love as Guru Gobind Singh, from having so much love as Guru Gobind Singh, from being a guru and then becoming a chilla himself. I've never seen this, he said. And he continues on. Allah ki sugandh hai, Nanak ki kasam hai. He's saying, I swear on the name of Allah, of God. I swear on the name of Guru Nanak. What do I swear? Allah ki sugandh hai, Nanak ki kasam hai. Jitni bhi ho Gobind ki tareef, wo kam hai. He's saying, I swear that no matter how much I praise Guru Gobind Singh, no matter how great I say Guru Gobind Singh Ji is, it's not enough. It's not enough, he said. This Muslim, look at the amount of love this Muslim had. Most Guru Sikhs probably don't have as much love as this Musliman has for Guru Gobind Singh. And he said in another line, Allah Yar Khan Yogi, what does he say in another line? He says in another line that the Guru is like an ocean. He says the Guru is like an ocean, like an ocean is limitless. That is how Guru Gobind Singh Ji is. एक आंख से क्या बुलबुला कुल बाहर को देखे. ही सेइंग दैट आई एम लाइक ए बबल इन द ओशन. आई एम अ स्मॉल एज अ बबल. ए बबल इज वेरी स्मॉल. ही सेइंग आई एम दैट स्मॉल. इफ समथिंग दैट स्मॉल इज सिटिंग इन एन ओशन. And that small thing was to say that it wants to measure how great the ocean is. It can't be done. The ocean is too big. Ek aankh se kya bulbula kul bahar ko dekhe, sahal ko ya majdhar ko ya lehar ko dekhe. He's saying, Guru Gobind Singh, you're like an ocean. I cannot measure you. I cannot find the words to totally tell how great you really are. That is how great Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. These are just a few examples. There's many more quotes. But today, speaking on behalf of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, I wished to not speak about what Gursikh said. I wanted to say what people of other faiths said. Because it's very easy for a Sikh to praise Guru Gobind Singh. Then you can just say that you're praising your own Guru. I wanted to show what other people said about Guru Gobind Singh. Now after listening to all this, we have to think one thing. A Hindu, after reading the life of Guru Gobind Singh, he realized how great Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. A Hindu, after reading the life of Guru Gobind Singh, he threw away his scissors, he threw away his shaver, he threw away his razor blade, but these people who are born into the Sikh religion, they still don't realize how great the hair is. It is a sad story. A Christian lady came on national television and she realized how great Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, and she said that Guru Gobind Singh Ji's teachings are the greatest and we should follow them. A Christian realized this, but a person born in the Sikh religion hasn't realized this yet. A Muslim read the life of Guru Gobind Singh and fell in so much love with Guru Gobind Singh. And it is so sad that today's Gursikhs, they don't even have that much love for Guru Gobind Singh. That Guru Gobind Singh who gave everything for his Khalsa. A few weeks ago, I spoke a shabd and we gave the meanings of the shabd, but I did not go into detail. So now I wish to go into more detail with that shabd today, to explain how much love Guru Gobind Singh had for his Khalsa. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Khalsa mero roop hai khas, Khalsa mein ho karo nivas. That the Khalsa is my true form. That I live inside of my Khalsa, I dwell inside of my Khalsa. Khalsa mero roop hai khas, Khalsa mein ho karo nivas, Khalsa mero mukh hai anga, Khalsa ke ho sad sad sanga, Khalsa mero isht suhird, Khalsa mero kahiyat dird, Khalsa mero pash arpata, Khalsa mero sukh hai lada. He said, Khalsa is like my fingers, Khalsa is like my mouth and my tongue. He is saying all happiness is in my Khalsa. That's what Guru Gobind Singh Ji said. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, the Khalsa is my heart. The Khalsa is my true love. This is what Guru Gobind Singh Ji said. Then they continued on. They said, Khalsa mero mitr sakhai, Khalsa maat pita sukhdai, Khalsa meri subha sila, Khalsa band saga sad dila. They're saying the Khalsa is my true friend. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying the Khalsa is my true friend. the relationship a mother and father have with a son, that is a relationship of me and my Khalsa. And they're saying that if somebody wants to praise me, praise my Khalsa. Khalsa meri jaat arpat, Khalsa summa ko utpat. Khalsa mero pavan pandara, Khalsa kar mero satkara. Khalsa mero sajjan parwara, Khalsa mero kart udara. Khalsa meri pind puran, Khalsa meri jaan ki jaan. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying that the Khalsa is my caste. The Khalsa is all the respect I get in this world. It is because of my Khalsa. It should be opposite. It should be that we should say that if anybody respects us, it's because we have such a great Guru. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji is so humble, he said the opposite. He said, if anybody respects me, it's because my Khalsa is so great. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, my family is my Khalsa. We don't make Guru Gobind Singh our family. Our family, when we say, who's your family, we think about our mother, our father, our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles and aunts, but we don't think about Guru Gobind Singh as our relative. But that Guru Gobind Singh, look how much love he had for each and every one here. We are all his family, he said. That Guru Gobind Singh. Maan mehat meri khalsa sahi, khalsa mero swarth sahi, khalsa mero kare nirva, khalsa mero deh arsa. Khalsa mero tarm ar karm, khalsa mero ped nijmarm, khalsa mero satgur pura, khalsa mero sajjan sura. That Guru Gobind Singh, who's saying that all respect I get in this world is because of my Khalsa, and he says, I will be saved because of my Khalsa. Look at the humbleness. We start doing a little bit of bani and we think we're going to save ourselves, but that Guru Gobind Singh, it should be, we should say that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is going to save us. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji said the opposite. He said, if I'm going to be saved, it's because of my Khalsa that I am going to be saved. That Guru Gobind Singh. When we ask anybody here, who is your Guru? We say that Guru Granth Sahib is our Guru. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is our Guru. But if you ask Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who is your Guru? Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, my Guru, Khalsa mero Satgur Pura. Khalsa is my Guru. That is how great Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Khalsa mero Budh Argyan. Khalse ka hota rotyan, upma khalse jaat na kahi, jeheva ek paar na lahi. Khalsa is all my knowledge, Khalsa is all my wisdom. They're saying Khalsa is so great that I only have one mouth, I only have one tongue, and with my one mouth I cannot say all the greatness of my Khalsa. Sesh rasan sarad si budh, tad apna upma varnat sudh, ya main ranjana mithya paakhi, paar brahm guru nanak saakhi. Rom rom je rasna paon, tad khalsa jas tain gaon, ho khalse ko, khalsa mero, ot pot sagar bundhero. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying, even if I had all the wisdom of this world, all the knowledge of this world, even then I couldn't say the greatness of my Khalsa. That is Guru Gobind Singh. Guru Gobind Singh, he said, even if every single hair on my body could speak, Rom Rom Je Rasna Paam. If every single hair on my body could speak, and with every single hair on my body I sang the praises of my Khalsa, even then it wouldn't be enough. Even then, day and night, I would sing the praises of my Khalsa. Look how much respect Guru Gobind Singh gave to his Khalsa. Today's Sikh, he has no respect for Khalsa. Today's Sikh, he insults Khalsa. He talks about Khalsa, but Guru Gobind Singh Ji has said, never in your wildest dreams say anything bad about my Khalsa. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Khalsa ke sikhan ki, nindak jo nind kare, jan bhuj nark par aiso batayo hai. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said that anybody who does nindya of my Khalsa, they will not be saved and they will go straight to hell. That is how great Khalsa is. That Guru Gobind Singh. And he said, Ho Khalsa ko Khalsa mero, Ot Bodh Sa Guru Bandir. He is saying, I belong to my Khalsa and my Khalsa belongs to me. Not just that, he is saying, the Khalsa is like an ocean. Khalsa is like an ocean. And each of us is like a raindrop. Like we have an ocean and raindrops, one by one, different raindrops, they come in different sizes and shapes and they fall in the ocean. But once they fall in that ocean, they become one. You cannot say which water came from which raindrop. It all becomes one. That is the same with the Khalsa. The Khalsa is like those raindrops. It comes from different lands, comes from all four sides, comes from different castes, comes from different cultures, comes from different languages, but when they all fall here in this ocean of the Khalsa, they all become one. They all become one with the Guru, with God, there is no difference. That is the Khalsa. So we have to think, after listening about Guru Gobind Singh, this world has not given enough respect to Guru Gobind Singh, but have we as Guru Sikhs given enough respect to Guru Gobind Singh? If we haven't followed the teachings of Guru Gobind Singh yet, then we have not given any respect to Guru Gobind Singh. Because in ending today, I am not going to nag anybody because I don't care. I don't know anybody here. I don't care about your lives. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to be saved myself. So I'm not going to come here and tell people to stop drinking liquor. That's your own life. Do what you want. I'm not going to come here and nag people and tell them to take Amrit. That's your choice. I'm not going to tell people keep your hair. That's your choice. I don't really care. But I will say one thing. That those people who haven't kept their hair yet, and those people who have not taken Amrit yet, I feel sorry for you people. I feel pity for you people. To be having the love of Guru Gobind Singh and to not appreciate it. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is ready with his arms open to take you people in, but you do not wish to return the love to your Guru. So I will not nag anybody. I will just say, I feel pity for you people. To have such a great father and to not respect him, to not show honor to him, that's a great injustice. I met a Christian man, talking to him one-on-one, he said one thing to me. I gave him books on the life of Guru Gobind Singh. He read the books on Guru Gobind Singh Ji's life and he said one thing to me. He goes, you East Indian people, you people are stupid. He said that to me. I asked him why. And that Christian man said, you guys had such a great guru as Guru Gobind Singh, every single one of you should follow his teachings. He goes, if Guru Gobind Singh Ji was born in the Western world, he was born in white skin, every single white man would have had turbans and beards today. A Christian man said this to me. People of other faiths realize who Guru Gobind Singh was. We still don't realize who Guru Gobind Singh Ji is. So in ending today, that is what I must ask from all of you. Give that love back to Guru Gobind Singh. Because that Rabindranath, a Hindu who I spoke about earlier, he said one more thing. Rabindranath said one more thing. He said, I studied many religions. I studied Hinduism. He said, I studied Islam. I studied Buddhism. I studied Christianity. He goes, I studied Sikhism too. Every single religion I studied, I saw one thing in common. What was that? That all the followers, they were worshipping their prophet. Christians all their life, they worshipped Jesus. Hindus all their life, they worshipped Ram and Krishna. Muslims all their life, they worshipped Hazrat Muhammad. And all their life, they ran after God. These people from these different religions, they ran after God, they were trying to find God, but he goes, I've only seen one religion. The Sikh religion, which is so great, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. The Guru is running after his good Sikhs to serve them. He goes, I've never seen that before. All their life, Christians ran after Jesus. Jesus never ran after Christians. All their life, Muslims ran after Muhammad. Muhammad never served his Muslims. All their life, Hindus served Ram and Krishna. Ram and Krishna never served their servants. But this Hindu Rabindranath said, this Gursikh religion is so amazing. Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself is running after the Gursikh. Then let me serve you. Let me give you something. Let me give you love. Those who realize what Gursikhi is, it's more than just coming to the temple and sitting here. If you want to do that, fine. Call yourselves Gursikhs and go out and say you're a Sikh. But that's not Gursikhi. There's something more. There's something more. You want to build a one-on-one relationship with Guru Gobind Singh. Guru Gobind Singh is ready. Guru Gobind Singh Ji has got his arms wide open. He's ready to take us in. It's just a matter of us to return the love to our Guru and be the sons and daughters of Guru Gobind Singh. Look at the respect you get. To have a father like Guru Gobind Singh, and that in ending is my last request. That if you really want to show respect to Guru Gobind Singh, if you really want to say that Guru Gobind Singh is great, follow his teachings. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji said one, Pritham Ratiya Jan Khande Ki Polishuk. That the first commandment of the Sikh religion is to take Amrit. Those people who say that it doesn't say in Sikh religion to take Amrit, Guru Gobind Singh Ji said it's the first commandment. Right there in that Shabd. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Rat bina sikh na kahave, Rat bina dar chotha khave. That if you don't follow this commandment, don't call yourself a Sikh. The Guru is saying, I'm not saying. You can call yourself Sikh, I don't care. The Guru is saying, don't call yourself a Sikh. Rehni rahe soi sikh mera, O sahib, main uska chehra. That's what Guru Gobind Singh Ji is saying. So in ending, I would like to say to everybody, out of respect for Guru Gobind Singh Ji, if we really wish to show respect to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, We should be like these other people and realize what Guru Gobind Singh Ji said and build a one-on-one relationship with our Guru. And in ending, I would like to say, any mistakes I made today, I would like to ask for your forgiveness and for my Guru's forgiveness for speaking of my Guru. And in ending, everybody, please put your hands together and give response to my Fateh and say, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.